Whoa, that was dynamite.
Whoa, that was dynamite.
Wasn't it?
Oh, that was awesome. Seriously, guys. First of all, let me just say that the editing on that was just so pro. You know, it's really hard on these projects to get all the levels even between different people recording. But between all that, the segments, the fact that each one has a nicely balanced musical backtrack and the subtle sound effects, I'm just completely overwhelmed. So first of all, tell us a little bit about how it was produced.
Okay. First, I had everyone send me their audio stories. This was before we picked the bumpers and the commercials. I had everyone send me their MP3, their audio stories, and I actually did them all separately. I did Watkins' story differently and Nancy's and then Chelsea's later. I wanted to make sure that all of the audio could be heard, and if you couldn't hear it, I turned it all up before I put all of them together into one big project so I wouldn't have to over-edit it. So all I had to do was put in the bumpers and the commercials and the transition after all the stories were done.
And did you do the editing in GarageBand like you do most of your stuff, or was it something else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, GarageBand is my favorite. Love it.
Yeah, well, again, I mean, totally pro, and obviously, you know, I remember when I first saw your profile and saw your YouTube stuff, it's like, this girl has radio chops, so it's really exciting to see it. But the use, and you are going to be doing some radio stuff this summer, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Going to be working at Q94 in Richmond, internship, and they're going to have me producing and editing and voicing commercials.
Very cool. And then, Nancy, for you, is sewing going to continue as something that's more hobbyish, or is it kind of fold into your future directions?
As of right now, it's a hobby. I mean, I actually just made shirts this weekend for my friends, and some guy, when I was at a bar, we were out watching an MMA fight, some guy's like, you should, like, sell those. And I was like, but they're just iron-ons. But, I mean, I might just do some stuff on the side. And actually, I want to go to higher ed. So.
Wait a minute. You're watching an anime fight in a bar. That's another story.
We were watching an MMA. We were watching
MMA.
Oh, MMA. I thought you said anime fight. Like, wow, that's interesting. Yeah. I really like how the stories, they all work together, although they're really different. And the fact that they kind of came from kind of personal interest, or in Amber's case, a school situation, and you really turned it around. That was a nice tie between them all.
Mm-hmm. Part one and part two.
And for doing your show, how did you guys coordinate? Did you meet at all? Did you do it all remotely online?
We met, we met to talk about our stuff, and then we actually, for the intro and the end, I actually recorded our hangout on YouTube, and then we ripped the audio from that.
Mm-hmm.
That's really awesome. So is there anything else that you would have liked to maybe have had in the show? Like, I can't really think of anything, but looking back on it, is there something else that you would have wanted to have thrown into the mix?
I actually recorded sounds of the costume shop and then deleted them from my iPod, so we didn't have those. I had, like, a whole, like,
great
20 minutes of us in there.
And
I go ahead. Background.
Yeah. So, was this like a ton of work? Was it an appropriate amount of work?
It was work.
Trying to get find suitable times for everyone to meet was the biggest part.
Yeah.
Because people had classes and work and all that stuff. But after we got all that straight, it got easier.
So who's going to be on the show next week? That was a joke.
Show next week?
Well, you know, you're going to be a producer and all. You got to keep cranking out the material. And look, you know, you've inspired a lot of people. And so how do people find their dynamite?
Just get inspired. Take random classes. I actually really want to go into ed tech now because of this class. And I really got into sewing my senior year of high school, my sewing class. So just take random classes. I took some of Dr. Whalen's classes, and those got me into new media, which has led me to this class, which I really want to get my master's in new media, but I don't think that's going to happen soon.
Digital media is a major that I just recently picked. I was actually about to transfer because I didn't know what to major in. And then I took a few of Waylon's classes, too, and I'm like, I like this.
Right, and I know that they just officially made it a minor. I know to make it a major, you sort of have to propose something, right?
Mm-hmm. It has to be a special major. You have to propose it to the committee, and they have to approve it.
And I know that, Haley was in my class last semester. She got lit on fire and wants to make it career and, well, at least her next step in her education. So I'm so proud of you guys for being interested in this.
Yes. I'm actually hoping to get a job at a community college so I can take some comp sci classes and then work towards eventually getting my master's in this stuff.
That makes sense. And keep the sewing going, right?
Yeah, I actually just tweeted a photo of the lizard suits we made.
I gotta see that.
Yeah.
They were really cool.
We gotta all go see it.
it was Seascape. It was such a cool...
Holy smokes, look at that lizard.
Aren't those cool? There's actually a bunch of photos on that photo stream. But we stretched the fabric out. It looked like we had skinned a lizard in our shop. And then those are all silicone dots. And then paint and metallic foil.
Wait a minute, you skinned a lizard, like a real one?
Cool. No, it looked like it on our thing. And we made the tail. We did the whole thing. There's like half a dozen of us that did that.
And where do you find lizard skin material? Is that pretty common?
We made it.
You made it.
We cut the pattern out, and then we sat there for like 2 weeks, and those are silicone dots, put silicone on the spandex, and then we would take fabric, paint, and foil and kind of layer it. It was a rough show.
Like a lot of work.
We're doing something similar for the Tempest right now, and I'm not sure. I'm going to go in tomorrow and see what we're going to do, but I'm like, that's a lot of work. Well, we need two of them.
So you make material.
Yes.
Amber, how much time kind of do you spend kind of experimenting with your voiceover stuff? I know you have like this fancy recording studio in your closet.
Oh. Yeah, fancy recording studio, socks and stuff everywhere, yeah. I experiment with different voices if I'm talking to my friends or something and they're like, what kind of voice was that? I'm like, I don't know. And they usually think it's crazy or something, or if I'm talking to my mom. She was the one who first noticed that I could do a radio voice, like a commercial voice or something. She's like, hey, do that voice again. I'm like, what voice? She's like, the Macy's one or the DMV one. I'm like, I don't have one. It's like, try it. I'm like, now serving B7 at window number 6. And she's like, something like that.
So do you ever like spoof on people, like try to play with them and do some voices to make them wonder who you are?
Sometimes, like, I would do that voice and the airport voice for my sister and my mom. They would think it's their phone going off or something, like speaking command on their phone.
And would you say for yourselves, and I don't know if you can speak for Chelsea and Watkins, like, it sounds like your parents have encouraged these Dynamite things. Is that true, and what's that mean for that whole Dynamite process?
My parents have totally encouraged me. I actually just found out I'm actually moving to my brother's room when I move back in, and I'm going to have a sewing corner finally. And they've realized, oh, you actually know what you're doing, so you can fix things for us. But they got me the serger, and they got me a new machine. And they're amazing. And I hand sew. I just fixed my friend's hoodie yesterday. But my dad, I get home, and he's like, fix all my pants.
Please.
You can sew.
And I know a serger's not trivial, right?
No, my brother actually cuts the sleeves off his shirts and makes tank tops because he's weird. And I've had to serge all of them so that they look nicer.
That's good. Looking out for your
brother. Yeah, serger's pretty high tech. I'll tweet a picture of it, I think, in a minute. But it's a pretty badass machine. I love it. It's loud, though, if you guys couldn't tell. That was my serger in the background with the sewing machine noise.
Had to turn it down a few decibels.
Yeah, I actually recorded it by sticking my iPod in my eyeglasses and leaning it against my serger, and then just I was hemming pants with it.
Wait a minute! You stuck your iPod in your glasses?
Okay. I had my glasses off, and I like had them folded up. Okay. I don't have a picture, but it was really funny.
That's good. Well, that's improvisation. Well, thank you guys. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. I also stuck it on the back of my surgery because there's like a platform, but it would fall off. So I was like, okay, glasses. I can use that.
Well, I want to thank you both very much and the whole team, to Watkins and Chelsea. The show was awesome. You know, it's really hard for these shows to get the even quality, and you made a good choice, whether you knew it in the beginning, by having Amber on your team, because she's definitely a pro.
And Nancy was like, hey, Amber, be on my team. I'm like, okay.
Well, because we did radio together before. We did the 106 show together.
That's right. See, Amber would be like the kid in the class that everybody wants on their team now. How's that?
Yeah, it beats recess when no one wanted to pick you for dodgeball. Now people, I actually feel wanted.
All right. Well, thank you guys for bringing the show, tuning in and talking about it. And we got about 6 minutes before the next one. So I'm going to say goodbye to you and line up everything for the next show, which is... by the way, starting at 8:45 p.m. EST, we've got the Fifth Dimension Twilight Zone with Farooz on tap to talk to us about their show. So I hope you guys can stick around and listen to the rest of the shows.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
See you guys later.